Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself with taqwa, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Allah says, O you who have believed, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Ibadallah, O slaves of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once sitting with his companions, and when some people came to him, it was apparent that these people were needy of money, needy of some provisions, someone to take care of them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed clemency to their state, as he was rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy unto all the worlds. And so by nature he would be empathetic to whatever situation came to him. And so he encouraged his companions to give charity and spend upon them. Upon hearing this, the companions responded, and they began to give from what they had, until a great amount of food, clothes, and wealth were placed before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when this happened, his face became illuminated, and he was overjoyed by the response of the companions to his command. And the fact that they were able to give and sacrifice of themselves for the sake of Allah for those in need. This was such a pleasure to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he instituted this as a sunnat al-hasana, a good example, an example that should be emulated. And he said, if anyone establishes a good sunnah in Islam, he will have a reward for it and the equivalent of the reward of those who act upon it after him. And so, brothers and sisters, we can see that the ability to respond to those in need is a sunnah that has been affirmed by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who himself was sent as uswatun hasana, the best of examples. And from this example is the example for us to learn to give charity and learn to give from our wealth. And this is something that as a good deed will only benefit us, not only in the next world on the Day of Judgment, when it will act as something that will raise the scale for us, but also in this world. For it is through such good deeds and the giving of wealth and charity that mutual mercy is brought about between the components of society. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified its reward by saying, "Man farraja an akhihi kurbatan min kurub ad-dunya." He said, if anyone relieves relieves his brother from one of the hardships of this worldly life, farrajallahu anhum kurbatan min kurub al-akhirah, that Allah will relieve for him one of the hardships of the Day of Judgment or the next life. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ أَخَاهُ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And someone who conceals the faults of his brother will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals his faults in this world and the next. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي. For Allah is in the aid of the servant as so long as the servant is in the aid of his brother. Brothers and sisters, we can see from this hadith how important it is to be in aid to one another. And we can also see that from this aid there are various forms. For this hadith mentions the importance of concealing one's brother's faults. But it also mentions the importance of aiding them outwardly. And so such aid includes the aid of providing clothes to warm oneself in the harshness of the cold we are now feeling. Many of us may have felt the onset of winter, but whilst we feel this harshness of the cold, we have warm homes to come back to. We have garments and thick blankets and thick jackets to cover ourselves with. We should bear in mind that in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, there are people who do not have these things to bear the onslaught of winter. There are people at this very moment who may be shivering from the intensity of the cold, waiting for someone to alleviate its impact for them, hopeful for the mercy that will come to them. And whilst we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His mercy upon whomsoever is able to be merciful to the creation. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, he said, "Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama." Be merciful to those who are on earth, and you shall find that mercy from He who transcends the heavens, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will show mercy unto you. So may we be of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are those who give for Allah. And so they will find, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. They will ultimately be of those who recline therein on adorned couches, not seeing therein any burning sun or freezing cold. In other words, those who give for the sake of Allah will finally arrive in that next life at that life of bliss, that life in the Jannah, the paradise of Na'im, of bliss, a life where they do not have to bear any tribulations and hardships anymore. But that was only a recompense, a jaza' min jins al-amal, a reward because of what they did in this life, in that they were those who were able to help those around them. They were those who made sure that they fulfilled the needs of those around them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are generous. There are many charitable campaigns being run now. Amongst them, there's also a charitable campaign, a winter campaign of aid being run by the Emirates Red Crescent. So we encourage all of the listeners to go and access this website and to donate whatever they can, inshallah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are generous with whatever they have been blessed with, and who give of their own selves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever they have. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be from those who spread mercy upon this earth, and who are able to enter happiness and into the hearts and joy, and bring joy to others. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.